Just one day before Tennessee is scheduled to resume executions after a 9-year hiatus, lawyers and advocates for Billy Ray Eirich continue fighting for a delay. They're down to their last hope that the highest court in the country will step in. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Tennessee's highest court has already declined to postpone the execution, so Eirich's lawyers are appealing to the Supreme Court of the United States to issue an emergency stay. They want to wait until a challenge to Tennessee's lethal injection protocol is decided. Lawyers for 33 men currently on death row, including Eirich, say the drug cocktail could lead to excruciating pain. But the Supreme Court hasn't been sympathetic. In 2013, a district court in Missouri granted a stay of convicted killer Joseph Paul Franklin's execution due to similar concerns about a chemical in the lethal injection. But the following day, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed that decision and he was executed the same day. Supporters of Eirich's other claim was that he was suffering a psychotic episode when he raped and killed a 7-year-old Knoxville girl. Governor Bill Haslam has refused to intervene, saying the courts have already considered that claim. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.